chin ups the ante. Local support, and it's about time. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Notre Dame Prep is flying high in the volleyball world again this season. The top-ranked Irish have already knocked off the likes of defending Class C champ Bronson and perennial Class A power Temperance Bedford, paced by 6'3 junior outside hitter Maddie Chin. A three-year starter, Chin is averaging 4.3 kills per game this year, and she's also upped her game in other respects, including leadership.
The more I've been on the court, the more I get to express to my teammates some shots they can hit, what we can be reading. The more I'm on the court, the more I can help my teammates, which is really important to me. Being a good teammate, I think, includes the aspect of putting them in the most successful position they are or they can be. So I really enjoy that part of being on the court more and helping them out with that.
You can read more about Maddie Chin on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Zach Shane of Fruitport, who became his school's career goals and points leader in boys soccer last week with 3 goals against Grand Rapids Union, and Escanaba running back Logan Carroll, who had 212 yards and 4 touchdowns in a great Northern Conference football win over Marquette on Friday. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Football is a game of preparation. During the week, the teams involved, the cheerleading squads, and members of the marching band put in a great deal of work to be ready for Friday night. Officials are no different. All across the state on Monday nights, referees attend local association meetings where they review film from the previous week's game, talk about rules, coverages, and mechanics so that our team of officials are just as prepared and ready to go as the teams playing each and every Friday night. In addition to Friday nights, many officials also work freshman and JV games on Thursday and will often work games on the weekend, whether it be small college all the way down to youth games, to give those young people on the field the best officiating possible.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Over the years in this space, I've opined about the pipe dreams of college athletic scholarships, the scummy scouting report recruiting services out there, how parental pressure helps burn kids out of sports mentally, and how specialization burns them out physically, about the benefits of multiple sports participation, and how participation in youth sports, let alone high school sports, is in danger of becoming something only for families with deep pockets. Some of you have blown off those thoughts. If you haven't seen it yet, a recent issue of Time Magazine has an article called How Kids Sports Became a $15 Billion Industry. It's a great read, an accurate statement of what's happening out there, and it bundles all of the things I've been talking about all these years. It talks about organizations which exist solely to conduct travel team tournaments across the nation that create that sucking sound of money from parents' wallets. It talks about families which could have easily saved the money they poured into juniors' athletic endeavors and sent them to college. It talks about companies using their affiliations with professional sports to try and financially dominate the youth sports market, and the list goes on and on and on. This is all the result of a twisted perspective out there about youth sports, and it's had a negative impact on educational athletics. It's why high school sports are fighting harder than ever to remind people of its true philosophies: educational, local in nature, amateur, and inclusive. Opportunities for kids who want to play, not just for the elite. I already told you so on these things, and I'm now glad that Time took the time to back me up. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.